Responsibilities of an American. Today in America, you hear much about rights. You have a right to a lawyer. You have a right to remain silent. You have a right to free speech, a right to keep and bear arms, a right to due process, and a right to have equal protection under the law. Cruel and unusual punishment, unreasonable search and seizure, being tried twice for the same crime. All of these would be violations of people's rights. Also, Americans are told that they have the right to privacy, a right to have an education, and a right to worship as we choose. Then we hear about individual rights, civil rights, and constitutional rights. Often, many Americans say, "America is a free country, and I have my rights. I can do what I want to do, and you have no right to stop me." Yes, Americans have rights. However, seldom do you hear about responsibilities. Responsibilities are important to rights. Really, the only reason we have rights at all is because there are people who fulfill their responsibilities. Yet, many Americans do not think about their responsibilities. However, there are a few that we should be thinking about as an American. First, you have a responsibility to be an informed voter. Recently, there has been a push to get all Americans to vote. However, if they do not know anything about the candidates, they could do more harm than good. Americans need to be well informed about political issues that Americans have to deal with, instead of voting on who is the loudest. Second, you have a responsibility to support and defend the Constitution. The Constitution is a set of rules that Americans go by as a people, and most of the rights are guaranteed by the Constitution. Americans must win every fight to support the Constitution. This battle is worth fighting for because no document does more to protect the rights of all Americans. Third, you have a responsibility to pay your own way. Nobody owes you a living. You have a responsibility to pay your own bills. That also means, in your lifetime, you will pay as much in taxes as you get in services from the government. Fourth, you have a responsibility to take care of your own children. If you have children, you must take care of them. That means feeding, clothing, and housing them. It means being a part of their lives and doing your best to raise them, teaching them from right and wrong, and helping them to have a better life than you had. Fifth, you have a responsibility to look out for future generations of Americans. Whether you think of America as the land of opportunity, a shining city on a hill, the land of the free and the home of the brave, or the last best hope of mankind, all Americans have a duty to preserve what is great about America so that future generations of Americans can experience just what we have. It would be careless, irresponsible, and unforgivable for future children to grow up in an America that is no longer remarkable. Finally, you have a responsibility to be a good person. As Samuel Adams noted, "While a people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But once they lose their virtue, then they will surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader." Honesty, godliness, industry, respect for the law, morality, and truthfulness are America's foundations. If Americans are not good, then no matter how well the Constitution is written, how well America is governed, or how much good fortune comes our way, America is doomed as a nation.